You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, I thought today was another good situational day, continuing to really push the guys, trying to make sure they understand the awareness of different situations, different calls, how things are going to apply in within those situations. Obviously showing a variety of different looks, on both sides. I thought the defense, definitely was the winner of the day. I thought they were flying around. You see those guys playing with confidence in what they're being asked to do, being very aggressive. Offensively, you're still, working through, you're a little bit more reactive right now, and those things that we, with more reps, more opportunities, that's going to continue to build. But I like the, I like what I've seen, really from both sides, where we are, we're continuing to build to be, this being, leading into the second scrimmage, I think we're in a really good spot to go see guys continue to compete, and it's as you go through spring, guys. You want to see passion. You want to see fight. You want to see guys that are coming out. You're working to get better each day, and I think we're seeing that. But still, just a lot of fundamental things that we get to work to clean up. So we continue through that process.
It seemed like there was a lot of intensity even right off the bat. Is that a point of focus?
I mean, it's just I think there's a team that really they do embrace the work. They embrace the process of competition and what it takes, and it's. We got to just continue to clean up, the details, the fundamentals, being disciplined in our overall execution. But hasn't been from a lack of work and mindset. And so I thought they came out the way we needed to come out today. And when you're building up to a second scrimmage, you want to see that continued ramp up. So I thought they did a good job.
How is the second scrimmage different from the first and your approach to it?
We'll let it play a little bit more rather than just have a set situation. Try to put guys in less created situations, but more reacted situations to what happens. So, probably going to be pretty similar in play count. I want to see probably around 100. If we get a little bit more than that, we'll go there. But just see guys go out there and play, execute, and be better than where they were a week ago. I'm seeing him take some really positive strides, just in his role, the opportunity to encourage, to be just consistently who we need him to be. And, there's still things that he's working on as a player, for his improvement, for him to take that next step. But I like what I'm seeing from him, and he definitely has a lot of ownership in this program, and I think he's doing a really nice job for us. That's something that I think we've got an explosive group, and that's something that we're going to have to be able to do. But it's also something that we also got to be able to work through progressions and take what the defense has given us. We missed some of even as it went a little later. We missed a few opportunities on the intermediates that I think that if we can stretch the field vertically, I think it's going to open up a lot of space for what we can do underneath. And one of the things I was proud of the quarterbacks for doing, really kind of working through progressions in some of our Scully situations, working, getting the ball to the backs, the backs doing a good job finding space, creating space, and that's something that can be a real weapon for us. But like I said, it's just as these guys are working through different looks, just building confidence in that, in their timing, their reads, and being able to get the ball out to where it needs to be.
Marvin Jones made a lot of plays today. Has he exceeded your expectations so far this spring?
We've got big expectations for all of our guys, so I wouldn't say any exceeding, but I'm definitely you know, I'm excited about the way I'm seeing him progress. And, you know, he's somebody that, you know, he does love to work, and, you know, he puts a lot into it. You know, he's, everybody talks about wanting to be great. I think that he's, you know, willing to work to take some of those strides that are necessary. So, you know, I like what I'm seeing from him, and excited for him to keep getting better.
Quickly on Jaylen Brown's explosiveness today, I guess, how have you seen him translate his first two practices here?
You know, I mean, I really thought this last week, you know, you see the confidence building in him and kind of where he is and what he's doing. You know, and that's something that, you know, we felt very confident when he was coming out of high school. And then obviously when he made the decision to make the decision to come here after he went in the transfer portal, you know, we're you know, he's everything that I thought he would be. And, you know, definitely excited about what his future is.
You like the competition at linebacker?
I do. I mean, I think that group is you know, really you know, it's been good. And I know, you know, I think Adam talked a little, you know, something yesterday about, you know, Blake. And, you know, I think, you know, Justin Cryer had a really, really good day today. You know, when you see in his, you know, his positive steps, you know, obviously DJ Lundy is another one of those guys with Shaheem that you see, you know, taking a positive step, and what he's doing in his leadership role and opportunity. So, you know, I think, you know, Sean Murphy coming in, you know, he's growing in just to what to do, how, you know, how to do it. But it's a really good group. And, you know, we're going to get Omar Graham, you know, working back in, you know, more and more as we continue to progress. But, you know, I like where that group's at. And I did have one, you know, kind of announcement. You know, Destin Hill is going to be out for the rest of the spring. You know, was injured the other day, so he'll be out. You know, and Jarrell Powers will be the other that, you know, kind of for sure going to be out for the rest of the spring practice. Obviously, we'll continue to evaluate, you know, where things go and just what the extent of that is. You know, as we're heading into fall, but you know, just want to give an update on those two guys personnel wise. You know, they'll be out for the rest of the spring. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.